So our house in Santa Barbara, the house we now live in full time since our Santa Monica house finally sold and all of that got finalized yesterday. The house here has some beautiful old oak trees, and two of them are especially huge. And we had an arborist come take a look at them last week, and he thinks one of them is 300 years old, and the other's probably 200 to 250 years old. And he has been working with trees for, gosh, I think he said 25 years. And my husband wanted to just make sure that the trees were healthy and doing well because they're a very special, important part of why we fell in love with this house. And the gist of the story is that there were originally all kinds of plants around the oak trees, at the base of the oak tree. And right away, this gentleman said, those have to be taken out. It's not good for the oak trees. It holds too much moisture in. The plants around the base of the tree need water, and then the water gets there at the base of the tree where it doesn't do any good. In fact, it does a lot of harm. The oak trees get their water from the ends of the roots farther out. So all the plants got removed right away, and he came back this week and found all kinds of fungus and all kinds of bad news about the trees. But they did a day's worth of work digging out the bad parts of the tree, literally taking a hammer, the sharp end of the hammer, and picking away at the bad parts of the tree. This is all at the base of the tree, and it's an amazing process to watch and really fascinating to learn why they need to do this in order to save the tree. And it looks like the trees will be fine, but if we had not done this work, they probably would have died, which would have been a tragedy. And they also did some trimming on all the trees and cleared some branches, and it just got me thinking about how that's what we need to do from time to time. We need to slough things off. We need to pull some things away in order to see what's really going on underneath. And sometimes we need to do the arduous work of picking away at whatever is not serving us and what might even be harming us, whether that's our own behavior or the direction of our work or the way we organize our kitchen. It could be something as mundane as that. Not that the way our kitchen is organized is going to cause some kind of great harm, but there are all these details of our lives that we can look at and see. How well is this working? And just because it's been that way for a long time doesn't mean it's necessarily the right way to do things. And I have this amazing opportunity right now in my life to look at a lot of different patterns and habits that served me or maybe didn't serve me so well in some situations with our life in Santa Monica. And now here we are in Santa Barbara, an entirely new life, and the house is now sold in Santa Monica, so that chapter is officially closed. And now I feel like I have a blank map, and I get to create an entirely new one. And I'm really savoring this moment, and I literally mean this moment because escrow closed on the Santa Monica house yesterday. So this is the first official day of we're here. We're in Santa Barbara, and now our life here can begin without any lingering attachments to Santa Monica aside from our friends and family, which those are happy attachments. And so the trees and I are going to hopefully continue to grow and expand and move in new directions. And just as the trees got a lot of attention and a lot of work was done to remove the parts that weren't healthy, I'm looking to do the same in my day-to-day life. So we'll see where that goes. That's all.